Principles by Ray Dalio. Principles. Starting out. Every twist and turn you'll encounter may feel big, but with experience, you'll see each encounter as another one of those. You'll see the cause-effect patterns between the things that affect you, and through trial and error, you can develop principles for dealing with them. Let's go through some principles I've developed from my own experiences. Maybe they can help you get what you want. Part 1. Life Principles. 1. Embrace reality and deal with it. Consider a pack of hyenas devouring a young wildebeest. Horrible image, isn't it? But is it horrible because it is, or because we're biased to believe it is? Would the world be better or worse if incidents like this never occurred? Most people struggle to reconcile their emotions with their reasoning. They'll call something bad if it's bad for them, or for those they empathize with, without paying attention to the greater good. In contrast, nature optimizes for the whole, not for the individual. To understand reality and the principles for dealing with it, look at things from nature's perspective. One lesson we can learn is that in life, you either evolve or die. 2. Five-step processes to get what you want out of life. Evolutionary process takes place in 5 distinct steps. 1. Have clear goals. Don't confuse goals with desires. A proper goal is something you need to achieve, and it is aligned with your passions. Don't rule out a goal because it seems unattainable. There's always a best possible path. Your job is just to find it. 2. Identify and don't tolerate problems that stand in your way. Every opportunity is a problem to evolve. It's essential you bring them to the surface. Some of those problems will bring up your weaknesses, and they will be painful. Acknowledging your weaknesses is the first step towards overcoming them. The pain you'll feel is growing pain. That will test you and reward you as you push through. 3. Accurately diagnose the problems to get at the root cause. When faced with a problem, be calm and analytical so you can diagnose it. Keep asking why until you get to the root cause. Root causes are not actions but reasons. While problems are described with verbs, I missed the train because I didn't check the train schedule, root causes are described with adjectives. I didn't check the schedule because I'm forgetful. 4. Design plans that will get you around problems. Think about problems as outcomes produced by a machine. How can you alter its design to produce better outcomes? Go from the big picture and drill down to specific tasks and estimated timelines. Issues like costs and time will surface as you do this. Refine your design until everything is smooth. 5. Do what's necessary to push these designs through to results. Push yourself through the plan. It won't be perfect, and that's fine. Weaknesses don't matter if you find solutions. Take your results and go back to step 1. It's a loop you go through, so you can evolve. 3. Be radically open-minded. We each see things in our own way. Some see big pictures and miss small details, while others do the opposite. It's clear that everyone has blind spots and they don't know about it. So why do we get stubborn? And sometimes illogical, holding on to our own opinions. Why is our ego a barrier to open-mindedness? The ego is controlled by a structure in the brain, called the amygdala. When something upsets us, the amygdala sends notice to our bodies to fight or flee. The heartbeat speeds up, blood pressure rises, and breath quickens. This response can be triggered during a disagreement, making us prone to overreact, and it happens subconsciously beyond our awareness. Use these feelings as cues to calm down. Examine the instructions that come from your subconscious and decide how to act on them. Do that consistently and you'll experience negative emotions less frequently. 4. Understand that people are wired differently. Knowing how you're like will help you choose a life that's consistent with your nature and your aspirations. Knowing how others are like will help you get the right people in the right roles. This is the key to succeeding at whatever you pursue. 5. Learn how to make decisions effectively. Every day you face an infinite number of things that come at you. To be effective, you must tell what's important and what's not. Here are ways to do that. 1. Navigate levels effectively. Learning how to navigate from high-level values to daily actions will help you make better decisions. For example, high-level big picture. I want meaningful work. Subordinate concept. I want to be a doctor. Subpoint. I need to go to medical school. Sub-sub-point. I need to get good grades. Sub-sub-sub-point. I need to stay home tonight and study. I think you get the idea. 2. Synthesize through time. Imagine you're running an ice cream shop and you face different occurrences every day. Let's try to categorize these occurrences into 2 types. Sales, represented by the letter W. Customer experience, the letter X. Press reviews, the letter Y. Staff engagement will be Z. Now we compare these occurrences according to quality. We do that by charting the outcomes on a graph. The higher up the graph, the better the quality. And if we inspect only one type of occurrences, let's say X, we can see how it's improving. Like X, everything important needs to be moving up in an appropriate pace. If a student raised their score from 30 to 50 over a few months, it's fair to say they're improving, but they're still inadequate. When you face an unexpected choice point, go back to this chart. All your must-dos must be above the bar before you do your like-to-dos. Part 2. Work principles. If your aim is to lead an organization, these principles may help you. 1. Trust in radical truth and radical transparency. Building a truthful and transparent environment with your colleagues ensures that important issues are apparent instead of hidden. It also enforces good behavior and good thinking. Principles to build such an environment. First is, never say anything about someone you wouldn't say to them, and don't try people without accusing them to their faces. Second, judging one person by a different set of rules because of their relationship to the boss is an insidious form of corruption. And lastly, it's the right of the management to deny transparency from people who don't handle it well, or to remove them from the organization. 2. Cultivate meaningful work and meaningful relationships. If an employee dies, leaving their family in a precarious situation, there are laws that define the basic accommodations for them. But how can you help more? What are the principles for deciding this? To build meaningful relationships, people have to behave with considerations for each other's interests, know the line between fairness and generosity, and be on the far side of fair. You're likely to have good relationships if each party says, "You deserve more," rather than, "I deserve more." 3. Create a culture in which it is okay to make mistakes and unacceptable not to learn from them. To encourage people to bring their mistakes into the open, you need to foster a culture that penalizes suppressing or covering up mistakes. By creating such a culture, you'll see rapid progress and fewer mistakes. You should know what types of mistakes are acceptable. Weigh the potential damage of a mistake against the benefit of learning. It might be okay to scratch or dent the car, but it's not okay to total it. 4. Get and stay in sync. There must be a balance between open-mindedness and assertiveness. Being seeing things through others' eyes and communicating clearly how you see things. During a meeting, it's up to the leader to balance conflicting perspectives. Still, they have to give each person the chance to communicate their thoughts. A good idea is the 2-minute rule. It specifies that you have to give someone 2 minutes to explain their thinking before jumping in with your own. 5. Believability weigh your decision-making. This approach means giving more weight to the opinions of capable, believable people. But how do you determine who's believable? The believable opinions are those of people who A. have repeatedly and successfully accomplished the thing in question, and B. have explained the cause-effect relationship behind their conclusions. Imagine if we use this approach to choose the president. It would be fascinating to see which principles we would develop for determining what makes a good president and for deciding who's believable in making such determinations. Imagine if we use this approach to choose the president. Wouldn't it be fascinating to see which principles we would develop for determining what makes a good president and for deciding who's believable in making such determinations? 6. Get people right. The most important decision for you to make is to choose the right people to work with. Create a mental image of attributes required for each job. Think through which values, abilities, and skills you're looking for, in that specific order. Most skills can be acquired, like software proficiency, but values and abilities are unlikely to change. Use a systematic hiring process and count on personality assessments as they're more objectives and count on personality assessments as they're more objectives and reliable than interviews. 7. Constantly train, test, evaluate, and sort people. Your partner and employee's evolution begins with a frank assessment of their strengths and weaknesses, followed by a plan for how their weaknesses can be mitigated. We can use the process from the ice cream shop example to assess an employee's evolution. It shouldn't take more than a year to determine whether they're a click for their job or not. 8. Manage someone operating a machine to achieve a goal. To an organization, the machine is both the people and the design. Making sure they're all aligned to the goals and dealing with any problem is essential. We do that by applying the same 5-step process we mentioned above, going through the loop and comparing the outcome with the wanted outcome. 9. Don't tolerate problems. If you throw a frog into boiling water, it'll jump out. But if you put it in water with moderate temperature and gradually bring it to boil, it'll stay there until it dies. Just like frogs, we have a tendency to adapt to unacceptable things that might shock us if we saw them with fresh eyes. That's why it's crucial to have many eyes looking for problems as possible. But how do we deal when we discover a problem? First, avoid the generalization, the anonyms, we and they, because they mask personal responsibility. Instead, dig deep to find the root cause and hold people accountable for their mistakes. The next step is to make a plan to evolve the people and the machine as needed to deal with the problem. Visualize who will do what and the result they'll produce. Conclusion: when you go after what you want, you'll encounter problems that will force you to make choices. Write how you make these choices and develop the principles you can use in similar problems. Make mistakes and be humble enough to learn from them. This is exactly how you evolve.